This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. More than 315,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and there are now more than 4.7 million confirmed infections. In the United States, the hardest hit country, there are nearly 90,000 virus-related deaths and approximately 1.5 million confirmed infections. The World Health Organization is in its first ever virtual annual meeting amid the coronavirus outbreak. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres said the pandemic should serve as a wake-up call to the world, which must be more united in responding to the crisis. The Secretary General said COVID-19 was the greatest challenge of our age and had demonstrated the world's fragility. He added the crisis was an opportunity to rebuild a better world, but questioned whether countries were up to it. The assembly has been trimmed from the usual 2 weeks, 3 weeks, to just 2 days. A resolution pushed by the European Union and Australia at the assembly calls for an independent review into the origins and spread of the coronavirus. China's president told the meeting via video the inquiry into the global response should sum up experiences and improve shortcomings. President says China has always had an open, transparent, and responsible attitude. He says they have shared information on the virus in a timely manner. The resolution will be put forward Tuesday if it gains backing from two-thirds of the 194 members of the assembly, which is the governing body of the WHO. Overnight, Brazil became the country with the fourth largest number of coronavirus infections in the world, surpassing Spain and Italy. The South American country had more than 15,000 confirmed new cases, bringing the total to more than 235,000 Sunday, according to the Johns Hopkins University tally. At this hour, it's more than 241,000. This is VOA News. On a weekend when many pandemic-weary people emerge from weeks of lockdown, leaders in the United States and Europe weigh the risks and rewards of lifting COVID-19 restrictions, knowing a vaccine could take years to develop. In separate stark warnings, two major European leaders bluntly told their citizens the world needs to adapt to living with the coronavirus and cannot wait to be saved by a vaccine. U.S. President Donald Trump, by contrast, promised Americans a speedy return to normalcy that sounded far more optimistic than many experts say is realistic. New York's governor addressed the stress that goes along with the coronavirus crisis over the weekend. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Along with his standard numbers on the coronavirus, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo touched on a subject that many people don't address: mental health during a very trying time.
It's been incredibly anxiety-producing, traumatic.